Hello there, and welcome to today's episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. If we haven't met before, my name is Monica Burns. I'm a former New York City public school teacher, and I've been out of the classroom for a few years, leading professional development for teachers and writing about all things EdTech on my blog, classtechtips.com. A quick reminder, head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast for all of the show notes and resources from today's episode. And if you're listening to this episode on a podcast player like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, you should see a link in the description that you can click on as you're listening today with the show notes and all of the resources mentioned in this episode. When you go to the podcast page on my website, classtechtips.com, don't forget to check out the free stuff section full of graphic organizers, ebooks, and more goodies you can download instantly. This episode is sponsored by Hopera. Students need access to a wide variety of content for learning. Open educational resources provide the opportunity for students to learn everything from multiple perspectives using the highest quality, up-to-date content. And Hopera's Student Dashboard Digital Backpack is the only K-12 digital tool that provides a way for schools to distribute it seamlessly, whether students are one-to-one in the classroom or learning from home. Visit hopera.com/digital-backpack to learn how to get started with OER in your school. Today's episode is titled, How to Remove the Fluff and Use Virtual Reality in a Meaningful Way. I love introducing virtual reality resources to teachers and students. With so many low-cost and totally free ways to transport students to different corners of the world, the possibilities are truly endless. So today we'll focus on the intentions and how to make sure virtual reality resources go beyond the fluff and flashy so that they're used in a meaningful way. Virtual reality is a topic I love to talk about with educators. It was the focus of the very first episode of the Easy EdTech podcast back in 2019, and it's one that comes up a lot in my conversations. Just this past March, I was at the ASCD annual conference in Chicago, and my session was all around creating opportunities for students to explore the world. And in my book, EdTech Essentials, there's even a whole chapter on the Essential Explore, where I share strategies like the ones I did in that conference session and the one I will share in today's episode for helping students explore the world with 360 video, interactive panoramas, and similar content that I loop into this category of virtual reality. Now, virtual reality is a powerful learning tool when integrated thoughtfully into the classroom. In past school years, I had the chance to introduce VR experiences to students of all ages, from pre-K through adult learners. These embedded, interactive experiences can lead to very in-depth discussions. So for today's episode, I've pulled together a list of virtual reality discussion prompts. You can tailor these to your students in your classroom. And I'll finish up at the end of the episode with a few recommendations on where to go when searching for virtual reality content. Stick around for the end of the episode where I'll share three of my favorite three places to go. None of them need a headset, and all of them work on tablets, Chromebooks, laptops, smartphones, you name it. Here on the podcast, I like to make the content I share as quick, easy, and actionable as possible. So to remove the fluff and make virtual reality experiences more meaningful for students, I have a handful of prompts you can use to help lead discussions before, during, and after virtual reality experiences. Introducing these types of questions can move the needle towards a more intentional integration of technology, specifically virtual reality, in any classroom. The questions I'll share today are broken down into three categories: observations, wonderings, and empathy building. And of course, if you head over to the show notes for today, you can find the full list of questions so you can take them back to your colleagues and your classroom and make them your own. Just like every episode,
I include links and a full transcript. So if you are listening to this episode while you are on a long walk or on a car ride or on a busy subway platform, know that you can always come back to these resources and grab them even after you listen to today's episode. So let's start with the observation categories. Here are four questions you might ask students. What do you see? What do you hear or think you would hear in this place? And what time of day is it here? Now, these four questions are ones you might ask students to spark a conversation. They're great for the very start of a lesson when students are first introduced to a new space. There may be clear answers or obvious answers to these questions, or it might begin a conversation where students really need to take part in a critical look at the image or video. You might even find that students have talked about their observations in a similar manner to a close reading experience in an English language arts classroom. The next category of questions are virtual reality wonderings, where we go past observations and students might need to support their evidence by making connections to past experiences or pointing out specific evidence from what they see or hear. Right with that statement, you can tell we are going beyond the fluff, right? This is really thinking about virtual reality and using it in a meaningful way. Here are a few wondering questions you might ask students. What do you think the weather is like in this place? How do you think someone captured this moment? What might be missing from this shot? What do you think it smells like? How would this look different at daytime or nighttime? Now, instead of a whole class discussion, you might have students participate in a think, pair, share activity or work with a partner to reflect on what they see. If student groups examine different places, you might even ask them to jigsaw and switch to new groups to show off to a new group of students what they experienced and share some of their wonderings or observations. The final category is questions to build empathy. These questions might connect directly to goals you have as part of an SEL or social emotional learning initiative. With these questions, you can help students learn about different parts of the world, including how people live. Here are a few questions you might ask students. What might it be like to live in this place? How is what you see similar or different to places you've lived? Is this a place you would want to visit? How far away are we from this place? How long would it take us to get to this place? Remember, you can tailor these very general questions I'm sharing to the specific experiences your students have when using virtual reality. For example, when visiting a third grade classroom, I shared a panoramic view of the Grand Canyon to help build some background knowledge for a reading lesson we were about to dive into. Now, the questions on the list, including ones from the wonderings category, are ready for you to tailor to this particular experience. You might ask something like I did. What animals might live in this place? You can try these discussion prompts in a whole group setting, small group setting, or a think, pair, share. As students talk with their classmates, interject when necessary, but allow students to think freely. These types of questions can also be used as fact-finding missions to gauge student interest in other topics. In addition to using these prompts for discussion, students might participate in an asynchronous discussion. For example, you might set up a Flipgrid page for students to use to share their observations or wonderings. This way, students can post a video response and then they can press play and hear from all of their classmates. You might incorporate this into a blended learning station rotation or another type of asynchronous activity. As I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, to get started, you'll want to find a 360 video, 360 image, or a panoramic image. Here are three favorites, and I'll link out to all of them in the show notes for today, too. First is Google Arts and Culture. It's perfect for interactive panoramas. It's essentially a chance to walk through a Google map. Second on the list is 360cities.net. It's a searchable database full of 360 images from around the world. People upload their images from their trips and their travels to this site. And the third one is YouTube. You can use the advanced search filter to find 360 content. It's an option in the filter menu when you open it up, just like you can search by, is this a recent video or how long it is? You can search by the file type or the video type, and that's where you would choose 360 content. If you have a favorite discussion prompt or question you like to pose to students when you're doing a virtual reality experience to make sure it's super meaningful and not fluffy at all, or if you have resources that I should add to this list of three I just shared with you where you go to find your favorite 360 content, let me know about it. Send me a message on Instagram or Twitter or tag me in any of your social posts. You can find me at Class Tech Tips on all of these social platforms. So let's finish up this episode like we always do by making this EdTech easy. First, identify your intention for introducing virtual reality. Next, find a piece of content to share, like a 360 image, 360 video, or interactive panorama. Then choose a few questions that will spark discussion. And finally, give students an opportunity to talk with their classmates. Remember, you can find the show notes and the full list of resources from this episode, including all of the ways to connect with the resources that I shared, all of my favorites, on classtechtips.com/podcast. Just search for today's episode. You'll be able to find links to all the things we've talked about today.
This episode is sponsored by Hopera. Students need access to a wide variety of content for learning. Open educational resources provide the opportunity for students to learn everything from multiple perspectives using the highest quality up-to-date content. And Hopera's Student Dashboard Digital Backpack is the only K-12 digital tool that provides a way for schools to distribute it seamlessly, whether students are one-to-one in the classroom or learning from home. Visit hopera.com/digital-backpack to learn how to get started with OER in your school. If you have a moment to leave a review, I would super appreciate it. I read every single review that comes through on the different podcast platforms. I keep my eyes peeled for any questions that come in there too. So if you have a moment, please leave a star rating or type in a quick review. Not only do I appreciate it so much, but it also helps boost the podcast in search engines, meaning other educators will find it when they search for EdTech Tips.